Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, what the heck are the four quadrants of change?
I think there's a common myth that people resist change. You hear that all the time. When, in fact, people really, they change every day. The resistance isn't to change. It's the resistance to the outcomes from the change. So the better that leadership understands these four quadrants of change, the better they can manage expectations and outcomes.
So what's quadrant number one?
Quadrant number one, wanted but unexpected. I call this change a gift, such as a competitor closing or a new contract just kind of happens out of the blue. It's a fantastic surprise. The key for this type of change is to maximize the outcome without losing focus of your main objective. Leaders need to exercise caution not to get overexcited and make rash decisions because of this gift.
Quadrant number two.
Wanted and expected. This is when a plan comes together and the success you anticipated happens. This type of change elevates the business. The key here is to focus on maintaining that momentum, but not let excitement outperform execution.
Quadrant number three.
This gets tough. Unwanted and unexpected. This is the greatest fear of change, such as rumors that take over a company, a blindsided crisis that happens to you, or even the loss of an important player in an organization. The key is, as a leader, is to not panic, but to focus on possible actions to overcome this change. The staff is going to watch leadership closely for how they should react. Avoid focusing on the blame. Fully focus on solutions.
Lastly, quadrant number four.
Unwanted but expected, such as budget cuts, audits, a significant downturn in the economy. Once again, leadership has to be more logical than emotional and make the best decisions for the long term for the business. All of these quadrants of change provide leadership the opportunity to grow and communicate effectively within the organization.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.